Guys, I'm on the Neighbours set today.
Every day, Dave.
Guys, honestly, does she do this at 6? Because I just turn up here at 7, and the first words that come out of her mouth, I'm doing other stuff as well. Did you know that?
I'm bringing this up because I'm nervous. Something's happening to me on the Neighbours set.
Are you too famous? Is that what you're nervous about?
No.
What's happening?
Okay, so everybody needs good stuff. On Monday, I was on set. And I was doing a scene with an actor.
Paul Robinson.
And I had a bottle of water and I just desperately wanted to pour it all over him. I had to stop myself from doing it.
On the weekend, I'm so glad you brought this up.
Yeah.
We went out for my brother's 40th birthday, right? We're at a winery and I saw a waiter bring out all these plates and I even said to my godfather, he's like 70, and I'm like, do you want to smack them out of his hand? And he was 70 and he goes, I'd love to do that. Like, we both were just trying to hold back, not smash it. Yes. I know that feeling.
Yes, it's that. And we haven't done this on the show for a long time, but it's when you've got, Fev, a devilish fantasy. You know what's wrong. And I even said to the actor that I was working with at the time, I said to him,
Who was it?
One of the actors on the show. I said,
Steven,
I really want to pour this water over your head.
And did you do it though?
No, because he went, you can't. I've got my makeup. My hair's been blow dried.
I've got my makeup on. Wait,
you mean like a scene out of Flashdance? Like he was going to pour water all over himself and dance it off.
I said to one of the girls, can you take this bottle of water away? Because I'm going to do something that I'll regret. But I don't know whether 131060, anyone else can relate to this. It's, we call them devilish fantasies.
Devilish fantasies your inner rebel has.
Is that a bit like when we had that birthday cake and I put it in Lenny's face and Saunders?
Exactly.
But I did it. We don't need to do it twice,
what
mate.
Devilish fantasies. Let's just never have that again.
Oh, don't do that again.
But I actually did it.
I'll panel the show. Push on.
We had a cake brought into the studio and Fev smashed it in his 10-year-old daughter's face.
Stop that.
An example.
No, it's a unanimous decision in the show. Stop playing that.
Now a devilish fantasy is to break your fingers.
Yeah, but no, I have a devilish fantasy to press the button.
Stop
how ironic, though, because in the segment devilish fantasies, I have a fantasy now to press it again, even though you don't want me to.
If all those buttons weren't there, that would have gone all over
your glass.
Head.
Okay, 131060, Melbourne, you know it. It's that devilish fantasy you've got. It's when Fev just threw a highlighter at Byron's head. It's when you see somebody walking along in a white dress and there's a puddle and you just want to drive your car through it to get them. And you know it's wrong, but you can't stop yourself doing it.
Exactly. It's like AB wanting to take Byron's name off the billboards now. It's a devilish fantasy to stop him from doing all that stuff.
Here are some previous examples as well of other devilish fantasy calls.
So my devilish fantasy is when you're driving along and the cyclists go next to you, I just want to stick my hand out the window and smack them on the bum.
Oh, I just get the urge to go up with a thing of spring onions and just slap a random person.
Yeah, I work in a hospital and firearms go off all the time and always wanted to just run down the corridor screaming my head off, run for your lives, run for your lives.
Okay, so we don't actually act on any of these, of course.
No,
they are just examples.
They're fantasies.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
We love this part of the show. It's where you discuss openly your devilish fantasies. I revealed that on the Neighbours set at the moment, I'm struggling because I've got a fantasy to pour a bottle of water over one of my co-stars' heads. It's just that the water's there. I can't, and then you know what a devilish fantasy does? It gets in there and then it doesn't go. And then you're fighting yourself because you're like, don't do that. He'll get annoyed.
He will.
Oh, hello.
any other fantasies on set or anything?
No, that's just the only fantasy.
So I grew up in Buller, and you know when we went to Buller to our show, and all the dudes think they're really cool, and they ski down, and they like show off. And I just want to get snowballs and sit there and just piff them at them. Just bang.
Perfect.
What was that?
That's a laugh when it's a devilish fantasy.
We don't want it.
It's simple branding.
Three against one. We've all, Dave, tell him to stop doing it.
You reckon our cut-through content?
Byron, come on, mate.
Sorry to wreck your cut-through content.
Byron, do not blame that again.
You just learned that phrase, fam.
Okay, devilish fantasies. Chris Radio. From Taylor's Lakes. Hey, Chris.
Hi, how you going?
Really well. Chris, share with us your devilish fantasy.
I just want to flood something. I could just want to go out the front of someone's house, turn a heap of taps on, and just walk off and then just...
And then flood it. Yeah, I could understand that.
And it's good that that's a fantasy because it's really environmentally irresponsible.
Definitely
so
fantasy.
Please never do it. But I get it, Chris. This is fantasy land.
I'd fire off the evil laugh, but it's been banned, Chris.
Oh,
it's easy. There we go. Thank you, Chris.
He doesn't miss it. Mitchell in West Footscray. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, how you going, guys?
We're going well. It's a safe space.
Good to have you on board, Byron.
Thank you very much, mate.
Do you like the devilish laugh that he plays every now and then, Mitchell?
Oh, look, spine tingling, but yeah, it gets me there. It's all right.
No, not great.
Okay,
thanks, Mitchell. We have.
I think Byron thinks we're at Dracula's. We're not there.
What's
mate.
Your fantasy, Mitchell? Go for it, mate.
I'm a bit ashamed by mine, actually. I get the urge to actually push people over that are, you know, sort of balancing down on one knee, tying up their shoelace.
Oh, yes.
I do that at footy training every single training session.
Do you actually push them
over?
Yeah,
someone goes, all the time.
Oh, I've done it to Nixie. She hates it. We're at home and I just go, oof. She goes, why did you do that?
I don't know.
It's similar to when people go to the toilet. And you know, when you walk into a...
What, you push them off it?
You know, when they're at the... I've done it to you. I think I've done it to you.
You do it to me every day.
Yeah, when now you're at the trough, you're standing there and I walk past, just push them straight into the wall. Yeah. I've done it to Byron Heaps.
Every time I go, I think I look over my shoulder.
Old P-shirt there. He falls for it all the time.
Dave, we've done this segment a lot before Fev and Byron joined the show. I now realise... The segment's redundant because it's about fantasies. And Fev, you do these things. You don't understand that it's a fantasy. Andrea in Bentley. Hi,
I thought
Andrea.
Fantasy was something else.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're great, Andrea. What's your devilish fantasy?
Oh, look, it's when I'm in a really boring meeting and I just have this insane urge to jump up on the table and yell or shout.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, it's a really bad one, and so much so that I have to sit on my hands, think of the shopping. it's really bad.
Thank you, Andrea.
Is that like when we had our meeting on my birthday before we started work back?
Yeah.
And it was Adrian was talking about some crap.
Our boss.
Yeah. Boring.
Yeah.
And then Gemma walked in.
Yeah. Another boss.
And I went, where the hell are our Ed Sheeran tickets?
Yes.
Out really loud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I had held that back,
you might.
That would have been a devilish fantasy.
Exactly. And you might have secured your job for a longer tenure. Yeah.
But then she just quickly walked out.
Yeah.
And we still didn't get any tickets.
No.
No. No. Not sometimes for the security of our job, our fantasy is for you to sit on those things.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Good mate of this show, one of your mates from the project, Peter Hellier, of course, a stand-up. What can't he do, this guy? The debut children's book he has put out, which is available now, called Frankie Fish and the Sonic Suitcase. Fief, it's gone to number one as the best-selling children's book at Dimmicks.
Yeah, as it should. Frankie Fish and the Sonic Suitcase, a fantastic book. And I've said this to Pete myself, I cannot wait for Trix to get into this. And by the way, it's a trilogy. There'll be two more coming out.
That's amazing. I'm just glad someone else on this radio station, I think we've got Pete on the line, that's gone number one with a book. It feels good.
Yeah, a book that he wrote.
Because it's usually, when we have a yearly party for all the guys that had number one, I've been the only member.
Oh,
and now we've got two. I can actually play with someone.
Well, we got him up nice and early after a big night on the desk at the project. Pete Hellier. Petey, hey.
Hey, Faith. Morning, guys.
Morning.
And I'm sure you're looking forward to reading both Frankie Fish and your own books.
Pete, this is number one already. That's a huge coup. That's an incredible...
Yeah. Yeah, I got because it's been available in some bookstores for a few days now, and somebody told me that yesterday at the publishing company, and completely thrilled and over the top. And Oscar came home last night, and he showed a very proud moment. It's in the Scholastic Book Club, which is a moment because we always love ordering books from the Scholastic Book Club. So very excited about that as well.
Very good, Pete. And of course, you know the way this show works, Pete. The lines are always open on 13 10 60. And well, hang on. This is interesting.
Oh no!
Why would my 3-year-old daughter ring through? Because this is I don't know why she's even up. Are you there?
Oh, well,
darling?
That sounds very positive, Fiona. Thanks very much for that.
Trixie, we've got a guest on the show at the moment, you know, Uncle Pete.
Oh, I'm fully aware. I'm a big fan of Mr. Hellier because when I get forced to watch The Project on a Tuesday night, and believe you me, I get forced to watch it as a questionnaire when Mum gets home.
I love your stuff on here. I think you're hilarious. I think you're popping it up when sometimes there's dead weight sitting on the other side of the desk. It's a great way.
Oh, I appreciate it, Trixie. I always imagined you'd be more of a Steve Price fan, to be honest, for some reason.
Oh, wow. Mum loves Steve Price. Oh, a conservative spokesperson? That is white in a hitting zone. But, let me just say, what a page turner. I loved the book. Mum said I didn't read it. She doesn't know me quite well. I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. Seriously, looking forward to all the other books coming along. But got a bit of a question for you. Mr. Hellyer, is there any talk of it going to a movie?
Oh, well, there's I can't say too much, Trixie, but, you know, there's been some conversations behind the scenes. Sure.
Oh. Okay. Have you casted anyone at the moment? And does Frankie have to be a boy?
I don't want to say too much, but I guess in this age of gender fluidity, I mean, sure.
Okay, I'll take that as a yes. Good. In my trailer, I need blue M&Ms. Okay. I need pictures of Peppa Pig on the wall. I need some posters of Prince George. What a dream boat. And a control bone to my mum, because she really needs a gig. She wants to crack Hollywood, make her a runner or a group or something.
Should we get Trixie off, Fife? Have we?
Yeah, please.
Okay, we'll just pull you down, Trixie. Thank you.
I'm going to Hollywood, bitches!
Okay, there we go. Thank you so much, Pete. We appreciate that. Don't hold Thanks. You to any of what just happened then.
Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it.
Pete Hellyer. Well done, Pete. Seven. And don't forget Pete's Frankie Fish in the Sonic Suitcase. It's in stores today. Go and get it.
Already number one at Dimmicks. It's the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Reality TV is sucking the life out of me at the moment because I love it all. I can't get enough of it. I'm taping them all. I'm a Celeb. MKR. Now, I hadn't been watching Married at First Sight, but I can tell people are right into it. So I watched an episode. Oh, my goodness. This is addictive too. So, boys, I know you haven't seen, I'll bring you up to speed. There's a guy called Aaron, and he's married to a girl called Cheryl.
One
and
A or doing, double A?
For Andrew.
No, Aaron.
No, there's no Aaron. I said Andrew and Cheryl.
Oh, they said Aaron.
I thought you did as well, but carry
Aaron.
On.
You said Aaron.
Did I? Anyway, so Andrew and Cheryl are married. And
Who's Aaron?
Okay. This is where you're not helping.
Aaron. What's happened to Stephen?
They're on a home visit. So, Andrew has been taken to meet Cheryl's family. Now, Cheryl's dad, oh, wow, Hamish. Now, he's Scottish. He's got a very thick accent up on the Gold Coast. Mm. I've got to say, I thought that way he spoke to Andrew and the way he handled the situation was horrible.
I want him to present himself better than that. No, just like somebody coming in like that. That's no, I'm not nice. Happy at all. Go back. No, serious, man. Just go and get yourself a bit better than that, mate. Go, where you go. If you had a daughter and you were meeting someone for the first time and he presented himself in the way he presented himself, would you be happy?
Never Is Hamish in the new Trainspotting movie?
Can I say, Andrew walked in a grey male T-shirt, looked fine, and the first thing the dad's just like going, well, dress like that, and he said, get the beep out of my house.
Power play.
Hot, like, a terrible way to be treated, to the point where Andrew, this is the way he spoke about the experience.
Things that haven't been good at all.
All right, I didn't know that.
Oh, it's been horrible. I honestly haven't felt that low for a number of years. I haven't cried for probably about 5 years, and I was basically welling up.
How can someone make you feel like that?
Horrible.
That's terrible, isn't it? I heard he went and witnessed relocation program and changed his name to Aaron. He's been
I thought he must have watched
scared.
The show back and thought, what am I doing?
Now, that is a grown man. Welled he's up. 38. He's a firefighter. He's a tough guy. Yeah. And meeting his girlfriend's dad has made him cry. And fortunately, in my experience, we're trying to think of I've met lots of boyfriends' parents.
Yeah, but he met the wife and the dad at the same time.
Yeah, I know. Look, there's some strange. Flaws to this situation. But, you know, and I don't know, Fev, when you've met parents, I'm thinking Alex, because you've been with her for so long and really your first love. Did that go down well?
What do you think?
Of course. Everybody loves you.
Yes, but they're English. And Alex's old man, Keithy boy, just gave him a slab of beer, sat down and knocked a few off.
And he liked you.
That was it. That's... Couldn't understand a word he was saying. But,
but 13, 10, 60, there are some terrible stories out there. And when you've met your girlfriend or your boyfriend's mum or dad and it's been a horrible experience, or they've said something, and then, I mean, that can start. People end up losing contact with their parents over this when they don't accept it.
How does your loved ones go when they meet one of your?
Loosh.
My dad's amazing. My dad is the most welcoming, wonderful dad.
No, but Luce, could you imagine when she meets the in-laws? You know what she's like when a guest comes in? Just,
hello!
She would just kill them with kindness, smother them. Oh, my God, we're going to catch up! Oh, my God!
I've stayed in
touch. Does Pearl know straight away?
Oh, Pearl thinks she knows straight away. Pearl doesn't even have to meet them and she doesn't like them. I'm not even kidding. I wish I was.
She's the best.
I wish I was.
What happened when you met the parents? We'd love to hear you.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
And of course, tickets to see Adele will go as well at 8:30. Are you okay? Do you want to behave yourselves? What's going on? What happened then?
Mate, she put on the wrong headphones and it looked like a Tonka My First Broadcaster. They were so big on her tiny little pinhead. Oh, it was hilarious.
Great.
Anyway, we're talking about when you met the parents. So your girlfriend, your boyfriend's parents, and it went horribly wrong like it did for Andrew on Married at First Sight when he met Cheryl's Scottish father, who told him to get the F out of his house. I mean, that's horrible.
Oh, and he was nearly crying at one point.
I know.
He's a firefighter, mate.
Wayne from Cheltenham. Hi, Wayne.
Hi. Nearly 30 years ago this was in Adelaide, and it started, if I can set it up, with a Mad Monday.
Oh, you on Mad Monday?
You got me listening.
And the club I played for and the club he played for, I played with Norwood. He was with Port Adelaide, but he was like on the coaching staff there.
Good rivals.
Yeah.
And anyway, so we ran into each other at a drinking establishment and, yeah.
Is this your girlfriend's father who's also a football player? Sorry, I'm just trying to reset.
He was coaching.
So he's coaching and he's your girlfriend's dad.
But I hadn't met him at this point.
Right, okay. And then so when you met
him... I had not met him, no. That's the whole point to it, is that I was supposed to be meeting him the next weekend, but yeah, the disagreements become, let's say, biblical on that day.
Right, okay. So you already started...
So, well, I walked in there for the Sunday lunch the following week to meet the parents, and there's the dad with a big black eye.
And there he is. Oh, did you give him the black eye?
I'm not sure whether it was me. I mean, he and I pushed and shoved and there was...
Are we happy? Thank you, Wayne. Can we just speak to our producers for a second? We're happy with this at 8 o'clock?
I think Wayne might still be on the Mad Monday.
Wayne, is that
30 years on the turps?
No, we appreciate it.
Not an ideal way to meet your future potential father-in-law.
Norwood and the Port Adelaide Magpies are arch rivals. So if he's coaching, they've obviously been knocked out at the same time, gone to the pub, gotten a fisticuff. He's rocked up on the Sunday. Oh, my God, it's the guy that I pushed and shoved. That's my father. Oh, bang. Yeah, I think that's what he wanted to say.
Great story, Wayne. Good stuff. Thank you for calling through. Belinda from Mickleham. Hi, Belinda.
Hi, guys. How are you?
We're great, Belinda. Was this you meeting the parents or your partner?
No. So this was me meeting the parents. So I met my in-laws after 6 months later, after my husband and I got together. And then when my husband proposed to me, my father-in-law pretty much turned around and said, only if I could choose who my son was marrying, and if I could choose, it wouldn't be you.
Oh,
that's brutal.
That's Belinda. How did it go from then on?
I've been married to my husband now for 6 years. We've been together 7, but my husband, my father-in-law actually said that in front of 170 people on my wedding day as well.
Oh, geez.
So when the celebrant said, does anyone in the room object to this marriage? Were you worried?
I was a little bit, but I was just hoping that, you know, he would sort of not say anything, but it sort of came to when he had to make a speech. It was pretty much, only you can choose who your kids are marrying, and these days kids only get married for the money. So
it just gets worse. Thank you, Belinda. What a topic. Thanks for that, Fifi.
I mean, was it? Or? No, don't worry about it.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Fifi's footy flock.
AFL women.
Yep.
How hot is AFL women's right now? Everyone is all over this. 8 teams battling it out, doing a great job, including your Western Bulldogs, Fife. And you are running, thanks to Priceline Pharmacy, Fifi's footy flock.
Yeah, and the Bulldogs. So what's happened here is, and I said this a few weeks ago and you guys laughed at me, I said, because I never got to play footy as a kid, and maybe I may have passed my use-by date for being able to play professionally, I thought, well, maybe I could coach and have a little team that I could coach, and that way I could fulfil my childhood dream of playing footy, AFL. So I put my hand up and said, guys, I'm happy to coach a team. And the flock have just appeared, guys. Oh. I've got my own team.
What information do you think you're going to bestow upon this team?
See, coaching, and Fev, you'll agree with this, coaching is more about mental, psychological stimulation. I will
probably don't go down
these.
That path with young kids.
Really?
They probably get a bit lost.
They're seven. They're between seven and about 11.
Well, anyway, this is all happening tomorrow at Witten Oval. I've got Witten Oval ready to go, and I'm going to get my girls there, my team, my footy team, my flock.
Your flock.
My flock. I like that. Anyway, Minions. So we're going to be training tomorrow. I do have a slight problem. And Fev, I need your help. I know you've come in sporting an injury today. What is that's happened to your arm?
I don't know. Just a little bit of a lump on the arm.
A bit of a lump. It's like the size of your head. It looks like a break.
No, my head's pretty big. It's probably the size of your head. But it's, it's just a little hit I got last night playing footy, but just an injury.
Well, I've got my first training session tomorrow with the girls. And last night when I was walking down the stairs at Channel 10, I rolled my ankle in my heels.
Oh, did you? Oh, what a quinky.
So I've rolled my ankle. It's quite... So. What will I be able to do, do you think, as a coach tomorrow?
Well, first of all, I think you should go see a doc and then take your prescription down to Priceline Pharmacy. Yeah. Put that in.
Good time. Very good.
And then head down to the... And then just have a chair with coach written on it, just like the neighbours.
This
it's
is
got
great.
Fifi box and just order. That's what coaches do. Coaches don't join so in unless you're a playing coach.
So you're,
but you're just a coach.
Yeah, I'm not a playing coach.
Yeah.
So
they
I can
delegate.
Get away with
they're
that.
Delegators. That's,
so I can get
you.
A chair.
Yeah.
Can I get a banana lounge?
You can get whatever you want.
Can I lie down?
Yeah, hang on. Well, hang on a second.
Can
There's no mojitos down on the ground, mate.
Anyway, so that's all going down at tomorrow, Fifi's 40 flock, with her sitting on a chair watching people running around.
Do I get my name on the chair? This is great.
Well, you can do whatever. You can have coach.
It's all
coach
to
Coach B.
Priceline Pharmacy, proud co-major partner of the Western Bulldogs women's team. It all happens tomorrow.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron for breakfast. We've already given away $10,000 this morning in the Fox Pop quiz. Congratulations to Kelly in Derrimut. Also coming up, tickets for Adele. Good luck getting through on the phones. When you hear that cue to call, you could win a pair of tickets to Adele at Etihad Stadium. That will be a massive show. Good luck. That's before nine.
I just had a great pep talk from Fev off air then about my footy flock. We start our first training session tomorrow. This is the team of young girls that I'll be coaching. I did roll my ankle a bit last night going down some stairs, but I feel like with all that direction you gave me, I'm primed and I'm ready to coach this team to glory.
All right.
Good start. Good pep talk.
Good work. That is what you're saying verbally, which is great. But, you know, we do have technology that enables us to tap into your actual brain to find out how you feel about the footy flock and this whole concept.
Connecting to Fifi's brain. Now connected. Oh. You can now hear Fifi's brain.
Yeah. Sorry, I rolled my ankle, guys. Had too much money in my wallet and it pushed me over.
That did not happen. I had high heels on.
Okay.
Boy, did I look good in them.
All right,
pity I was behind the desk at the project with these pins.
Now, just quickly, I'll just ask Fif rather than go straight to the brain. Fif, if you cannot snore,
that
that'd be great.
I'm bored with my own mouth.
Fifi, I'll ask you, what do you want to get out of coaching a woman's side?
Well, I want to get some young girls together and show them that they can make their dreams come true. Anything's possible. And the AFL Women's League is a great example of that. And I want them to feel that sort of liberation and excitement about the future that maybe when I was a kid I didn't have because I was told I couldn't play AFL.
I'm looking forward to pushing people around. Being a coach sounds fun, but being a dictator, that's what really revs my engine.
Okay. Now, Faith, what do you know about football? It's probably a fair question.
Well, I've been a Western Bulldogs supporter since I came out of my mother, so I've known football my whole life.
That was, I apologise for what my mouth just said.
So, I've been going to the MCG, the old VFL Oval, from when I was three, so I've watched football my whole life. I stress watched.
So, in conclusion, what do I know about AFL? Sweet. Doesn't matter.
Right. Fifa, after this, would you like to get involved in any way with the AFL Women's League?
Absolutely. I'm red hot to go. Honestly, just a couple of training sessions and I think I could sit on the bench.
No, that would require me getting off the couch. Hell no, I am not getting involved. That's crazy talk. Oh, hang on a second though. Wait a minute. I made up a position of number one celebrity ticket holder at the Western Bulldogs men's team. I can make up that role for the women!
might seem as well.
There she goes. Fifi's brain.
I didn't make it up. It was bestowed upon me.
From who? I was there, mate, and I don't remember that.
It's 21 past 8 on the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Guys, this is exciting. It's unfortunately not going to happen here in our country, but there's a new game show or dating show in the UK called Game of Clones. Now, wait for it. It's like a reality dating show where people who have a type, you know how like there are guys that will say, I just date tall, leggy brunettes. That's my type and I don't stray out of it. Well, they're going to then replicate that. So a man will be set up like The Bachelor, but there'll be 10 tall, leggy brunettes he has to choose from and he goes and dates them all separately.
So it's a rip-off from A Perfect Match?
No, it's more rip-off of The Bachelor.
But
with an absolute stereotype, and you have 10 women in front of you or 10 men in front of you who almost look identical.
Like a criminal lineup.
Correct.
Like you've got, okay, they're that high, brunette,
yeah,
yada yada, like brown eyes.
Well, it's taking off in the UK, and this is what it's going to sound like.
What would your ultimate fantasy look like?
I'm going to be my dream boy. Got to have a nice perky bum.
Bigger, lovely.
Well, these lucky so-and-sos are designing theirs.
Does this feel?
And get to spend a week with 8 of them.
Hi, I'm Danielle.
These all look the same.
But do the clones' personalities match their perfect looks?
I think I've messed this up totally.
Oh, God, I sound like a...
And who will avoid the dump to date another day?
Savage, man. Having to dump 7 girls 1 week is a nightmare.
Game of Clones, a brand new series coming soon.
How come they got the super nanny to do the voiceover? You're in the naughty corner.
But what I find interesting is when people have a type and that, because I've never really had a type.
Oh, get out of it. Your type is usually someone who could hold on to a secret.
But I like going beyond your type. Like if you think you've got a type and you then decide, oh, well, I'll try somebody who looks a bit different to that. It's good. It broadens your mind.
You go beyond your type. You're not recording an album. It's not you pushing your artistic boundaries.
I've got a photo of the women on the show and Fev's rated them.
Wow. Very quickly.
You have very quickly.
So they're cloned.
Some of them are in the background. You can't even see with their faces. That's a bit harsh on them.
But they all look the same.
They all look the same.
It literally looks like a mirror image of all of them. Wow. They're all the same.
But I find this interesting because we even recently on Married at First Sight, remember the woman who said she only dated Polynesian men and she was rejecting her husband because he wasn't Polynesian. And I always get fascinated by people who just are so rigid about it. Like you say, hey, I'm going to set you up. I've got this great guy. And they'll say, does he have blonde hair? And you go, no. Is he tall? No, he's not. Oh, then I don't want to meet him. What?
Yeah.
You're going to ruin a chance at love because you've got a type?
I agree with you. I had this conversation with an ex of mine, XXXX, where I was like, well, is it racist if you just go, no, just one type? I'm like, that means you're excluding everyone else. No, it's not. It's, I don't like that look.
Yeah.
Do you have a type?
No. I said that before.
I was rating.
Fev was too busy looking at the pictures.
Guys, I was objectifying women.
I was looking at the pictures.
It's 8:46 on the
dumb kid.
We will come back with your calls if you have a type. It needn't just be racially lined.
No, but
30, it could be anything.
10, 60, fess up, own up. And you don't be proud of it. It's not a bad thing. You just have a certain type you go for.
Alex?
And blonde you hair, refuse to go.
6 foot, beautiful ocean blue eyes, makeup artist, schnooksy.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Gorgeous. And lots of other girls that look exactly like her.
Dave just went, bleh.
I love Alex, but oh, that was puke.
Let's take a break. Come back with your type.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fun fact, Niall Horan, bit of a mate of Fev's.
Ooh. Yeah, they're mates.
He's not one to show off, but I know that, you guys.
You just name dropped on behalf of Fev.
Yeah, but he wouldn't say it.
Clang.
I wonder if he's just your type, Fev. Segue.
horrendous segue.
Very good.
Radio.
We're talking
radio
about...
radio sensibilities.
Thank you. Thank you, Fev. Game of Clones is a new TV dating show in the UK. And I love this. It's a great pun, great play on words. But also, it's for people who have a type. And I get amazed by this because when you've got a type, you're limiting yourself from people's great personalities when you say, no, I cannot date anyone who's not blonde. I just am not physically attracted to them. But guess what? To each their own. And we've got Susan from Officer on the line. Hi, Suzanne.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, how are you?
Great, thanks.
Now, Suzanne, tell us about your type.
Well, I just love tall guys.
Guilty. Right. There we go.
I'm in a studio full of them. Suzanne, what about, though, if you met a guy, maybe when you started talking to him on the phone, got along so well and you met him and he was short, does that just 100% rule him out?
Well, it has happened before, and I don't know, for some reason, guys who aren't tall or, you know, a few inches taller than me don't seem manly.
Ooh, yeah. Ouch. What about a guy like Aaron Sanderlands, who's a Fremantle ruckman? He has to duck to go out of lifts. Is that too tall?
Yeah, that's a...
Well, yeah, I haven't come across sort of anyone quite that tall yet, but no, that does appeal to me, actually.
That does.
Okay, what about a guy, medium height, but in Cuban heels?
Thank you for your call, Suzanne. We'll leave that one with you.
Matilda from East Melbourne. Hi, Matilda.
Oh, hang on. There she is.
Hey, Matilda.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Matilda. Do you have a type when it comes to a love?
I do. I love redheads.
Hello. Right.
Are you in the bathroom toilet
I
at
am.
Work?
I am. I'm in the bathroom at work.
Just to talk about your fetish for redheads.
How weird is the person in the cubicle next to you? Who are you talking to?
Matilda, do you ever stray beyond a redhead?
I have, but I've never had a long-term relationship.
Yeah, interesting.
Really?
Yeah, and I've always had a thing for the guy in Homeland, and my sister's noticed the ongoing theme, and she brought it up with me recently, and I'm with a redhead at the moment.
Oh, you little ginger ninja.
Look at that.
It's interesting, though. Like, it'd be good to have a psychologist here right now and not just you three boys because, I wonder, like, you can't stop your physical attraction, the fact that endorphins rush through your system when you see somebody you're physically attracted to. So you can't really say people are discriminating.
I know, but if Matilda saw someone that was really hot but he had blonde hair but he dyed it red, would she still be in love with him?
Well, let's ask her. Matilda, you're still in the bathroom?
Yeah, I am, and it's a natural thing.
You have to have natural.
It's a certain, it has to be natural.
Ronald McDonald?
No.
He's
got red hair.
He's a clown.
He's a children's clown.
He's got red hair.
He's a caricature. He's not a person.
No.
I've seen him in McCappy Day.
I know you have. You see him every other day. But, mate, he's a redheaded emo. No one wants any of that, mate.
Okay. Maybe one last one.
One more. Kayla from Vermont. Hi, Kayla.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Kayla. Do you have a type? Are you into Ronald
McDonald? Yes. Not Ronald McDonald, but I used to have a type of blonde hair, blue eyes, tan skin. And then I met my current boyfriend who is the complete opposite on Tinder, and we've been together for 3 years.
Bloody
look
Tinder.
At
oh. Right, a story. You can change. Don't have to get set in your ways, and you can find love if you break beyond the mould.
That's a great message to end the show on. Thanks, Kayla.
We've still got 5 seconds.
No worries.
We're actually early, Brendan. Nah. Sorry about that.
Now we can go.
News.